Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on the September 2000 U.S. employment situation that was pretty much as expected, and expectations weren't very high. The current population survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the household survey, reported that the unemployment rate held steady at 6.1% in September, its highest level in 5 years, with the exception of last month. That 6.1% unemployment rate was the result of nearly 101,000 more unemployed people, a civilian labor force that shrank by 121,000, and 222,000 fewer people employed in September. And the number of people no longer in the workforce increased by 375,000. The Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Jobs Survey or Report, reported an overall job decline of 159,000, its largest one-month drop since March 2003. This has been the ninth consecutive month the economy lost jobs. So far this year, the number of jobs has declined by 760,000. Manufacturing lost 51,000 jobs across most major subsectors, although primary metals eked out a 0.3% increase. The construction sector was down 35,000 jobs in most sectors, with losses in residential building greater, on a percentage basis, than those in non-residential building. As energy becomes a more prominent part of the economy, it comes as no surprise that natural resources and mining continue to add jobs, 9,000 in September. And there were significant declines in the service-providing sector, with a total sector loss of 82,000 jobs, which would have been worse if not for the government that added jobs at all levels. The retail trade sector was especially hard hit, with a loss of 40,100 jobs. Employment at motor vehicle and parts dealers broke down and lost 10,200 jobs in September. Professional and business services were hit again last month with a loss of 27,000 jobs, with staffing services being responsible for much of that loss. More on that a bit later. Again, sectors using significant portions of highly educated workers saw continued demand to add jobs. Computer systems design and related services needed to program in 8,500 new jobs, while management and technical consulting services added 8,800 more jobs. Education and health services continue to benefit from the massive change in the population demographic. Although educational services only added 4,200 jobs, health care and social assistance added 20,600 jobs. Leisure and hospitality sector did not have too much to celebrate. Arts, entertainment, and recreation decided it was time to give 11,000 jobs the hook, and accommodation and food services thought it could get by with 5,700 fewer jobs. As previously noted, the government added 9,000 total jobs in September. Federal employers added 3,000 jobs, except the post office that canceled 3,800 jobs, as state governments brought in 5,000 new jobs and local governments found funds for 1,000 new jobs. For those who follow the staffing sector, September was another, insert your own downward trending word here, month for temporary help services. Employment was 2,332,400, and that was down 24,100, or 1.02% from the previous month, and 9.07% from September 2007. The good news is that it was not as bad as August 2008, when the sector lost 59,200 jobs from July 2008. Temporary help services continued to lose market share. It was 1.70% of all jobs in September. The last time it was at that level was June 2003. Last month, I concluded this podcast by saying things are likely to get worse before they start to get better. Granted, that isn't any great insight in this current economy, but it bears repeating. The economic and employment economies will continue to deteriorate for some time. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data we have available. An interactive video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.